The following is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Grab by Chase at about the 30-yard line. Far side. He's in for the score. Touchdown, touchdown, Tigers.
There's a new team, new leadership. We've got a lot of coaches. We've got to set the standard of performance here.
Give me the sign. Give me the sign. Touchdown, Tigers.
That's about me. I'm the energy guy. I set the standard, and I can't let it slip.
And intercepted. Derek Stingley's got it in the end zone.
I'm staying in the office longer, working longer. I just do it by leadership.
A team of destiny and a team for ages. Tigers win. They are the national champions.
This is LSU 60 Special Camp Edition, presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics and home of the Ed Ogeron Show. LSU 60 Special Camp Edition takes you inside LSU football as they prepare to defend their national title.
Burrow stepping back, throws Marshall in the end zone, got it! Touchdown, Tigers!
The latest news, exclusive player and coach interviews, and an outlook on the 2020 schedule. Now. From inside the shadow of legendary Tiger Stadium, live from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studio, here are your hosts, former Tiger Gordy Rush and the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
Yes, indeed, we are live on Labor Day 2020. It's LSU 60 Camp Edition. Hard to believe, the final edition of the fall camp here for 2020. Just a couple of weeks, we're going to be playing football, Gordy Rush. And, you know, it's hard to believe we've been here 7 weeks now, and it just flies by. But got a big show tonight, and we're glad you could join us on the air and online. Coming up, we're going to talk to what we all think, Gordy, is QB1. Miles Brennan going to stop by. The leader of DBU, Coach Corey Raymond, going to give us a visit. And we'll take our final look on the menu with Texas A&M, which year in, year out, it just keeps building. And no doubt this time meeting over in College Station in 2020 is going to be even more drama into that.
Should be a great football game. But, Chris, I had a chance to see a scrimmage on Friday in Tiger Stadium. It's getting close.
Yes.
I felt normal finally, right?
That's right. Well, we've got the news and notes coming up, so we're glad you could join us tonight. We'll be back after this quick message, those news and notes, and then we really get the show moving. Stay with us. LSU 60 Camp Edition right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator? a fly on the wall? Not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Snap back, give to Ty Davis Price. Looks for a hole, keeps on pounding. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers!
This is LSU 60 Special Camp Edition, presented by TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Chime now for camp news and notes. Brought to you by 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. Now statewide on CST from noon to 6 p.m. weekdays. Esther Hanegriff and Moscona.
Back with you, shot out of a cannon here on Labor Day this Monday night as we wrap up our coverage, LSU 60 Camp Edition. A reminder, next week, next Wednesday, season premiere of the Ed Ogeron Show presented by TJ Ribs. So mark your calendar for that as well. And again, inside 3 weeks to the start of LSU football here at home on the 26th as they will take on Mississippi State, kickoff just after 2:30 on a CBS televised game. And, of course, on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Gordy, we will soon be back to work. But I was happy to know earlier today, getting ready for News and Notes, presented by our friends at ESPN Baton Rouge 104.5, that I could take the night off. I was going to interview you because you got to take in a little bit of the scrimmage on Friday, which was exciting. And just kind of wanted to pick your brain on walking away from that. Last year, you and I got to take in all three of the preseason games, and we really couldn't come away and describe to people what we were looking at. But now that the offense is what the offense is, your first kind of thoughts on what you saw on Friday?
Well, it's the same offense. I think a lot of people were worried it when Joe Brady left that the offense might change. It hasn't. You know, I got a good look at Miles Brennan, who I think has matured with this offense. All the things that we know about Miles, that he has a strong arm and he can stretch the field a little bit better perhaps than what Joe Burrow did. We were able to see some of that. I was really impressed with some of the weapons, Chris. The wide receivers, Terrence Marshall, Racy McMath, as you know, it's been all over social media. Eric Gilbert, the tight end, had a catch and score for a touchdown. Trey Palmer has elite speed. Kayshon Boutte, the freshman wide receiver out at an X or, you know, wide position, is really effective. You know, I thought it was a good scrimmage for being 3 weeks out and going through everything that LSU had done. And so I was really pleased with what the offense did after getting a chance to watch two hours of it.
You know, I can imagine a lot of people certainly going to put their eyes on the offense. I mean, you're replacing Joe Burrow. I mean, we've spent the last 7 weeks kind of talking about, you know, who's going to fill those roles. Obviously, Joe Burrow, Miles Brennan, the heir apparent, who's going to fill the role of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that tight end position, which sounds like is in good hands
very
to
good
replace
hands.
Thaddeus Moss. But, you know, in the few moments we have here, I really wanted to kind of concentrate on the defensive side, which is interesting because following preseason scrimmages for as long as I have, you've been a part of them, you've watched them for years. A lot of times when you watch it, the defense kind of has the advantage just simply because they know what's coming to a certain degree. But this year's defense being different, you know, with the 4-3 alignment, some new guys up front, linebackers that are going to be called upon more. I mean, what did you take away from preseason scrimmage game number one defensively under Bo Pelini?
So I think Bo's done a nice job of meeting them halfway, right? We saw a little bit of mix. We saw some, without getting into some technical things, and I don't want to play Bo's hand, I thought he did a nice job of meeting them a little bit with what Dave did. So I'll say that. I was really impressed with Andre Anthony and Travis Moore, two veterans on the defensive end
that's key
that haven't really been mentioned. And, you know, Moore was a JUCO kid that, you know, was in and out of, I guess, the proverbial doghouse and really played well. And Andre Anthony, I thought, had a really nice scrimmage. I like Jabril Cox and Damone Clark at inside linebacker in this scheme. They both run well. We know that Damone Clark's physical. I like what I see out of Cox. Baskerville's played some snaps. So I will tell you defensively in the front seven, obviously, you know, losing Shelvin is a hit. but they have a lot of bodies, a lot of talent, just not a lot of snaps. So I'm intrigued with the front seven. I feel really good about the back end of this defense as they return a lot of people. And Corey Raymond, who we'll hear from later, has done a nice job of rotating people through in what we call cross training, giving them a chance to play every position out there.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I was going to lead you. We've got Corey Raymond going to stop by later on in the show, but I wanted to ask you about that because this is what I love about fans is, you know, reports come out. Right. Eric Gilbert has the big catch for the score. Palmer has a big catch. And, you know, a friend of mine in the neighborhood actually said, man, that was cool, man, seeing Eric do that and Trey do that. But, boy, worries me about the cornerbacks in the secondary. And I'm like, you know, you can't win either way. But it is interesting because you talk about the missing of Tyler Shelvin up front, and now you talk about Kerry Vincent. When you see as much nickel package as LSU has run, you know, the bodies, the talent, the experience, as you say, cross-training across the board to have guys fill in for, obviously, an All-American and Derek Stingley, maybe the best cornerback last year and certainly this year, Cordell Flott, Jay Ward, at safety, a leader like Jacoby Stevens, Todd Harris returning. How comfortable are you with the back end of this defense based on who you have personnel-wise?
Really comfortable, Chris, because let's start with Flott and Stingley on the corners, and that's, I think, how they start. Jay Ward got thrown in and played some out on the edge, and he's worked in the nickel. Todd Harris has worked in the nickel. And so you have three cornerbacks that you can rotate through, and then in the safeties, you have Jacoby Stevens, you have Todd Harris, and then also you have Maurice Hampton, who I thought was really strong at times when they put him in and played free safety a little bit. So you have six folks there that you can rotate through and play nickel and dime, mix and match, if you will. And then you bring in a guy like Eli Ricks, who was a five-star cornerback from California. They've rotated him in with the ones on the edge. They've played him a little bit at the nickel, as I talk about cross-training. I think there's eight or nine guys that are very capable of playing meaningful downs for you there. I feel really good about Corey Raymond's group and what he's bringing back.
Here's what I always ask and look for in preseason scrimmage, real quick. Was there a lot of fluidity, guys knowing where to be, getting on the field, getting off the field, not a lot of delay of game and any of that stuff?
No. I thought it was a clean scrimmage for being 3 weeks out. Typically, you have this big scrimmage 2 weeks out, Chris. It was 3 weeks out. I thought it was pretty clean.
All right, there's your news and notes again brought to you by our friends at 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. Just a reminder, you've got till midnight Central tonight. That's right, to download the all-new LSU Sports mobile app. Get your kind of fan profile or fan account set up. Get registered. You could win an actual LSU National Championship ring. The clock is ticking. Download it now. Android, iOS, whatever you got. Get that LSU Sports mobile app presented by BASF. Again, you got till midnight. You could win a National Championship ring. We got more coming up on LSU 60 Camp Edition. Up next, yes, indeed, we're going to talk to the quarterback. Miles Brennan going to join us next here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Baton Rouge Metro Airport has an important announcement. We miss you. And once you're ready for liftoff, we'll be here to get you there. To gear up for your return, we've been giving BTR a thorough scrub down and fogging every day to make sure your travels are as germ-free as they are hassle-free. We look forward to seeing you soon and to blue skies ahead. After all this time, it's about time you flew BTR. Baton Rouge Metro Airport. FlyBTR.com.
New Bud Light Seltzer, huh?
Yep.
And it tastes like a hard seltzer, not a beer?
Yep.
So it's light and refreshing?
Yep.
With a hint of fruit flavor?
Yep.
And 100 calories?
Yep.
You said this is Bud Light Seltzer?
Yep.
Well, I need to try it.
Yep.
Oh, that tastes great.
Yep.
Now, wait, are you just yupping me?
Nope.
Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beers, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Founded by faculty and staff in 1934, Campus Federal Credit Union has been a trusted partner of LSU and part of our winning team for over 85 years. And they're still here, faithfully serving our Tiger Nation, providing personalized products and excellent service to members wherever they may be on their financial journey. With 24/7 online banking, an expert mortgage team, plus the distinction of being Louisiana's top business credit union, membership has many benefits. But you don't have to be a Tiger to experience the Campus Federal difference. Visit campusfederal.org today. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
At Our Lady of the Lake, they know firsthand how COVID-19 has changed our world. But one thing that has not changed is their team's dedication to serving our communities. Everyone plays an important role in stopping the spread. Wash your hands often and stay home when you can. And now, their providers are offering video visits where you can receive medical care from one of Our Lady of the Lake physician group providers from the comfort of your home. New patients welcome. Just visit OLOLRMC.com to schedule.
Hey Tiger fans, make sure every LSU game day is powered by Sunshine, your hometown John Deere dealer. Drive green this spring and get savings now on tractor packages for every property, starting as low as $188 per month. Keep on winning even in the off season. Find more deals online and apply for financing at sunequip.com. Sunshine, official partner of LSU Athletics. Offer ends 8-3-2020, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. 20% down payment required. See dealer for details.
Looking left, now pedaling to his left, throwing on the run. Terrace Marshall has it right inside the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers!
Your radio home for the national champions. This is LSU 60, Special Camp Edition. Presented by TJ Ribs. Time to go in the huddle. Presented by Cox Communications, the official communications provider of LSU Athletics.
Back with you on LSU 60 Camp Edition as we move along here on this Labor Day 2020. I want to take a quick minute to ask for your continued support of our friends and family in Southwest Louisiana still reeling from Hurricane Laura. They may not be getting the nationwide coverage they certainly deserve, but they still need our help. So if you can, please consider donating to a variety of organizations who are working nonstop on the ground. LSU basketball and head coach Will Wade over to help those at McNeese State and the campus community earlier today. So proud of those Tigers. Time now to go in the huddle here on LSU 60, presented by Cox Communications, and excited to have join us the expected QB1 of your Fighting Tigers, the junior from Long Beach, Mississippi, the pride of St. Stanislaus, wearing number 15, Miles Brennan. Miles, thanks for joining us. I know you guys got after it earlier today in practice, and even though preseason camp has been different, the season is going to be different. You guys have approached things the same way, getting ready for the opener with the Bulldogs of Mississippi State on the 26th.
Yeah, well, first off, I appreciate you having me. But yeah, like you said, things are crazy right now and different, like you said. But I know as a team and inside the locker room, I know we are focused and we are ready to play and get back on the field. Somebody said the other day, it felt like we haven't played in over 2 years. but I know we're all hungry. And I think the biggest thing that we've overcome is just letting the past be the past and building off that and growing from it, but not really focusing on what happened last year, just so that we're focused for our upcoming season.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I had a chance to visit with Steve Ensminger a couple of weeks ago, and Coach Ensminger mentioned to us that that was exactly the plan. Even going back to the couple of days of spring football, it was clean the slate, we're moving towards 2020. And he said that, you know, the bar is still the same, and Coach O talks about it all the time, the LSU standard of performance. I have to imagine that's what you guys, across the board, especially offensively, that's where the bar is now and will continue to be for years to come.
100%. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I said, I feel like we've done a really good job of moving forward. But that the standard is just as high, if not higher, than it was last year. And it's been set by those guys, you know, that played last year and then that have played before us. And so everybody on offense and on the team knows that. And like you said, I mean, it's the standard of performance. And we go out each and every day to make sure that we accomplish and that we're at that level.
Without question, Tiger fans are excited for you to take over the reins of this offense. And I know listening to you talking in interviews over the past several months, and again talking to Coach E a couple of weeks ago, He talked about some of the things that you have worked hard on individually. I'd be interested to know. I think fans would be interested to know. We know the talent level. I mean, we saw what you did in high school, highly touted when you signed coming to LSU. But what do you think off the field that you and Joe Burrow worked together that impacted the way you plan for a game or prepare for a game?
I mean, yeah, the biggest thing is really just like preparation. And, you know, whether that's studying film or just going through the game plan for that week. I know personally this off season, obviously, you know, my weight was a big thing and making sure that I was as strong as possible and could protect myself. And also with that, you know, just being able to, you know, a lot of it had to do with protections, you know, and being able to understand the protections and be able to check the protections and get our offense in the right play. And so that's really what I've been focused on a lot, just because, you know, that has a lot to do here at LSU at the quarterback position. A lot of the protection is in our hands. And, of course, we want to protect ourselves to be able to be successful and be able to throw the ball down the field and get into our playmaker's hands. But I, you know, I've learned a lot, and I'm going to continue to learn and grow, you know, up until game one and throughout the season. So I'm excited. I know we're all excited to get back out there.
Miles Brennan, junior quarterback, joining us here on LSU 60. A pleasure to have him on. And, you know, Miles, I talked to Jacoby Stevens. I talked to Terrace Marshall. We've talked to a number of players over the last several weeks, and one of the things that I asked each one of them, and I wanted to ask you the same thing, is that once spring football was shut down and we all had to kind of quarantine and stay in shelter for that long period of time, I know you guys were engaged with the coaching staff on doing the best you could individually to stay prepared for football season. But as the quarterback, you know, what were things that you did and found that you were able to do? I know we all saw the videos of you doing the Rocky-style workouts to stay in shape, but what were other things that maybe a quarterback was wanting to do that's a little different than everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing, you know, besides working out, doing my drills, meeting with the coaches every morning, I was really doing I was focusing on keeping in touch with the guys, you know, offense, defense, and special teams, just, you know, making sure that everything was going well with them, their families, that they were staying safe. I was just seeing if anybody needed anything. And then kind of midway, right when finals ended, we would get a group of guys together, receivers, running backs, tight end, and we would find a stationary place where we could all meet up in a safe environment, of course. Everybody had masks on and things like that. And just, you know, throw some routes, go over some plays, just kind of talk through things, kind of get back in shape, get outside a little bit. And I feel like that really was kind of the kickstart to going into the summer training and into fall camp.
Miles Brennan joining us here for a few more moments on LSU 60 Camp Edition. Miles, we obviously know what it's like. We've heard enough players, including yourself, talk about what it's like, you know, playing for Coach Steve Ensminger and head coach Ed Orgeron. But for Coach Linehan coming in, you know, what has it been like for you learning from him and progressing in this offense? And how different do you think the offense will be? Because Steve said, hey, we're doing what we're doing. Maybe we're adding a little bit more, which is a scary thought if you're an opponent.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, you said it. Just like Coach, you said it. I mean, our offense hasn't changed one bit. Coach Linehan coming in, though, has been an awesome addition to our offense and to our program. First off, he's an awesome coach. And just the knowledge that he has from the next level, you know, being in the NFL with the Cowboys, and he has quite the resume, but, you know, he's been around a lot of great quarterbacks. And just for him to be able to come in and him and I be able to talk and communicate, you know, talking the same language about the quarterback position. And he's brought in a lot of great ideas from the NFL level. And so I think those are the additions that Coach Ensminger was talking about, and that they've all been very good additions. And I know everybody's bought into it, and we're excited to be able to go out there and perform.
Miles, two more things for you. Firstly, coming into this year, what were maybe a couple of things that you said, this is what I want to improve on? I mean, you talked earlier about how you know, stayed in shape, worked on your quarterback drills. But for you personally, what were a couple of things at that position you said, I want to be better at, and how have you done so far? How's the progress gone?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, you know, just being confident in the pocket and just trusting my instincts. You know, I'll say at this level, the game moves a lot quicker and the windows are a lot tighter. But, you know, just being – it's for easy terms, just taking a deep breath when I'm back there, you know, and knowing that, just trusting my my training and knowing that everything else is going to work, fall into place. And as long as I can get the ball into our playmaker's hands, we're going to be just fine. Obviously, everybody has seen what those guys can do when the ball gets in their hands. And, you know, I feel very confident in where we're at, and we're going to all continue to work. But that's really just been the biggest thing.
Lastly, what I got for you is you had the first preseason scrimmage back on Friday inside Tiger Stadium. I'm not going to ask you all the details, but your thoughts coming away from that, your own performance and the offense performance.
Yeah, I feel like as an offense, we did really well. You know, it was our first one. It was our first time actually, you know, going out there in a scrimmage mode and being live and being able to move the ball down the field and make it as game-like as possible. We had a lot of guys make plays. And, you know, linemen, they did really well. They protected. Receivers were catching the ball, making plays. Obviously, tight ends, running backs. All around, it was a great day and a great start. Obviously, there's a lot of things to clean up and get better at. But, you know, it's a start, and we have time to do it. And I know our guys are wanting the coaches and want to know what to get better at so we can move forward to preseason game number two.
No doubt about it. You guys will make a giant leap next time you take to the field. Miles, it's been a pleasure. Again, for you to join us tonight, can't thank you enough. And me along with millions of other LSU fans, excited for the start of the year and excited to see you lead this offense. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for having me.
The quarterback of the LSU Fighting Tigers, Mr. Miles Brennan, stopping by here on LSU 60. Stay with us. More to come as we'll visit with the coach of DBU. That's right, Corey Raymond, set to join us later in the show. But up next, we check out our final item on the menu for the Tigers in 2020. Our friend Andrew Monaco, voice of the Aggies, will join us to preview Texas A&M right after these words.
Whatever you bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
John Emery in the backfield. John Emery going to get the call up the middle. He's got the first down. Breaks free at the 30. Far side, 25-20. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Tigers!
Back on LSU 60, Special Camp Edition. Presented by TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Time to see what's on the menu. Presented by Capital One Bank. Cordy and Chris preview another LSU opponent on the 2020 schedule. Tonight, the guys preview Texas A&M.
That's right. We roll along here on Labor Day 2020, LSU 60 Camp Edition. Cordy Rush, Chris Blair with you here at the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios. And for the final time
on the Camp Edition, Gordy, we're going to take a look at what's on the menu, and we decided to bring up, well, one of our good friends, Andrew Monaco, voice of the Aggies, because, well, we thought he could talk to us a little bit about Texas A&M. First off, Andrew, thanks for joining us on this Labor Day. Hope you had a great Labor Day. And the second thing I got for you is everybody seems to be bullish on Jimbo Phillips and Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M in 2020. So I'm going to ask you, just right out of the gate, why should everybody be bullish on Texas A&M this season?
The experience that returns for Texas A&M is going to be very senior-led, which it was not last year. And there's more talent here. It's interesting watching the scrimmage with my partner, Dave Elmendorf, on Saturday, and I kept bringing up all these other things, and he looked at me and said, Andrew, there's more talent here. So I think that combination and them getting a third year under Jimbo Fisher, them getting the defense a third year under Mike Elko, with that senior leadership, I think really could be something special for the Aggies.
All right. Well, all of that, then there you go. Then I understand why everybody is optimistic over in College Station. Let's talk about Kellen Mond. You know, again, a chance for him as a senior for the Aggies to maybe take that step forward. Obviously, he's had some big moments for the Aggies over the last couple of seasons, but hasn't been able to be as consistent, I assume, that everybody would like him to be. Where are those parts of his game that you think will improve going into this year?
The long ball, I think, is something that the Aggies have to be able to get, that deep pass. Everything seems to be shorter. Their chunk plays seem to come from the run after the catch. Can you get that deep threat and kind of keep the defense on their toes a little bit? What's really going to be exciting for them is he and Jamon Osbin are roommates. They're both seniors. That's someone he's always going to look for. The development of tight end Jalen Weidemeyer last year, from his freshman to his sophomore year, and he had a fantastic year last year. And I just think it's that leadership. You know, Kellen said earlier in camp, he said, look, there was a fear of failure for me in the past. And Jimbo Fisher addressed that. He said, all the great ones have that. You don't want to fail. I think it's a more confident Kellen Mond coming into this year, much better understanding of this offense. He's also a four-year starter going back to when Kevin Sumlin was here, and I think he wants to go out with a bang. Look, if Aggie fans really want to draw a parallel, they would love to see Kellen Mond do in his senior year what Joe Burrow did for LSU, and he was just outstanding, which led to the number one pick for Cincinnati.
Andrew, hey, it's Gordy Rush, big fan of yours. 11 out of 12 weeks normally, now 9 out of 10 with this new condensed SEC schedule. So I enjoy the work of you and your crew. You guys do a great job. Let's talk about the identity of this football team. I think 2 years ago when we went to College Station, LSU being, I thought that year Texas A&M did a great job of establishing the run game. And you didn't see that physicality a year ago. What is Jimbo going to do? And that's got to be a point of emphasis for him, because that's been a staple of wherever he's been, being physical, running the football.
Gordy, you're kind. Thank you very much for those words. We really appreciate it, and I hope you know that we are just as big a fans as, of you guys as well. Jimbo Fisher has said from day one coming here to Texas A&M, you win with the guys with their hands in the dirt. That's your offensive line and your defensive line, and I think that always has to be a priority. I think the other thing that will play out this year is I think last year the team had a leadership void. I don't think there wasn't guys who wanted to be leaders. I don't think they knew how to be leaders and if they could step up. That's going to be a change. And from that was, how do you prepare to win on Saturday? You don't hope to win on Saturday. You prepare. And that was the grind, and that's part of what Jimbo Fisher has instilled here. This team's going to go on offense as well as their offensive line plays. Mm-hmm. This team on defense, if that defensive line can get pressure, that's where they're going to have success. To have everybody coming back on that offensive line, every starter will have had a snap on the level. Ryan McCullum will be the center replacing Colton Prater, so you have that experience. That's big. I think it's a team that needs to mix the big play, but if they need to bleed the clock in the fourth quarter by running the ball as they have been able to do in the past, they want to be able to do that as well. But I'm with you. That physicality, if you don't have it, and I think that's the biggest transition of this school from not just the Big 12 to the SEC, from Kevin Sumlin to Jimbo Fisher. And you're right, that's the way Jimbo is. Now, that's two running backs now in the backfield. It's going to be Anaya Smith and Isaiah Spiller. In the past, it was just one. They're deeper in those skill positions and probably more talented as well.
Andrew, one of the things that jumped out at me, 6 months ago when we were all looking at this college football season, A&M, who had the home-and-home with Clemson, that goes away. They were getting Colorado. They were getting Vanderbilt in the cross and then getting South Carolina, obviously, as a permanent. Well, of course, we go with the COVID schedule now. A&M really not done any favors by getting Florida and Tennessee in that schedule. And then what jumped out at me is getting the back-to-back heavyweights, as I term it. Alabama and then Florida at Bama, Florida at home October 3rd, October 10th. And then a tricky stretch at the end, Tennessee, Ole Miss, LSU, Auburn to finish the season. What looked at a really attractive schedule for A&M got a little bit tricky post-COVID, and it's COVID.
Yeah, it really did. And that was it. And you said it perfectly. What your non-conferences, what they became, and they went away. And now an all-SEC schedule. And look, let's be honest. If you're going to play in this conference, you're really not going to have a week off. I know there are some teams better than others, but just try looking past one of these schools, and they're going to come up and bite you. Look, what I love about Jimbo Fisher is he's realistic. This is the way it is. You can't say, man, I wish it was the other way. You got to go attack Vanderbilt in week one. You got to go to Alabama. You have to play Florida. You knew you were going to get at least one good opponent coming out of the East, maybe two, but you know what? You have to prepare for all of that and be ready. And I think if this had happened last year, I think it would have been a little more difficult for the Aggies, because I would not like to see them going into Clemson when they were still learning about themselves in the early part of the season. I think those two losses to Clemson, the first time, hey, they played great. They were a two-point conversion away. That was awesome. The expectations keep changing. They have now to play to the expectations. They're expected to play well no matter what. You have to play to that. Sometimes those expectations are unfair, but sometimes they're not. Hey, you have the experience. You should have learned how to win. Look, it's a challenge, absolutely. But Jimbo says with those challenges, he calls them opportunities. Here's your opportunity to make noise, let everybody else take notice. If you can run the table or as close as possible in the SEC, you better believe you're going to be one of those four teams at the end.
Andrew Monaco, voice of the Texas A&M Aggies, joining us tonight. And Andrew, last thing I got for you, you kind of touched on the fact that, when Jimbo got there, he said, look, I know, I've been through the SEC. I know what it takes to win, and it starts at the line of scrimmage. Real quickly, defensively for Texas A&M. I mean, a lot of times now when you talk about college football and the top of college football, you used to say defense wins championships. Sometimes in this modern age, that's not true. But you still got to have a good one. And if you're going to make it through the gauntlet of the SEC, you got to stop people from scoring. What's going to be the identity of the Aggie defense in 2020?
I think up front you're going to talk about a Bobby Brown with Justin Matabike going to the NFL. Your Bobby Brown and Jaden Peavy will be your tackles, that interior. It's probably the most unsexy positions on defense, and yet they can determine so much. Like, the ends get all the glory, right? But the two linebackers for Texas A&M, Buddy Johnson and Anthony Hines III, they rave about that defensive line because they say it just makes our job so much easier. I'm also excited about the back end. I'm with you, Chris. I don't know if we're ever going to see another wrecking crew. And that's just the way college football has changed. But can you get off the field? Can you get that turnover? Can your offense be the time of possession be lopsided in the offensive's favor? Can you not give up those chunk plays? Can this Aggie defense make the initial tackle? Where they've always gotten hurt was missed tackles, and in the SEC, that becomes chunks of yards afterwards. It's funny. Turnovers happen when you just do the regular things. You don't have to be the hero. Just do the solid things. It's something Jimbo Fisher has just really preached about this entire team of do the ordinary stuff, but do it extraordinary, and then those turnovers happen. I would love to see them you know, force those turnovers because they made a tackle and they stripped the ball, that, you know, you don't have to be Superman back there. I think that's what they're doing under Mike Elko. I don't know how many shutouts, if any, that they're going to pitch. But can you control that, you know, the other team's offense just a little bit, get off the field with a three and out and give that ball back to your offense? I think that's one way for them to have success.
Andrew Monaco joining us, nice enough to join us here on Labor Day 2020. Andrew, I look forward to seeing you at the end of November. Thanks a bunch for joining us. And real quick, have you guys, do you have any idea what the Cups will have on them in that opening game against Vanderbilt? Has that been decided?
You guys have to know that after last year.
I'm kidding. I'm having fun.
The scoreboard from LSU was in the weight room. Jimbo did not allow this team to run away from that. 50-7 was up there, but I have a feeling that's not going to be on the cup, my friend.
Andrew, thanks a bunch for joining us, man. We'll catch you later in the year. Have a great season.
Certainly look forward to it. All the best to you guys. Thank you.
Andrew Monaco, voice of the Texas A&M Aggies. Nice enough to play along, have some fun with us, and join us on this Monday night. Going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, the leader of DBU, Coach Corey Raymond, going to join us here on LSU 60 Camp Edition on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums, and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hargrove is a proud supporter of the Tigers. With over 2,000 teammates and 500 in the Baton Rouge area, they know you want an engineering and project execution partner who understands your goals, who brings you innovative solutions, and who is versatile in their capabilities. Hargrove offers a variety of engineering services like EPC, controls and automation, startup and commissioning, life sciences, plant operations, and more. They aim to exceed expectations in all disciplines, and they know the relationship is what matters most. To learn more, visit them at hargrove-epc.com. Hargrove, one team.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
When you're ready to travel again, Baton Rouge Metro Airport will be here to get you there so that you can carry on. We've really missed you. And to show it, we've been giving BTR daily cleanings from boarding gate to baggage claim to ensure your flight is as germ-free as it is hassle-free. We know it hasn't been easy, but serving you again will put everyone here on cloud nine. After all this time, it's about time you flew BTR. Baton Rouge Metro Airport. FlyBTR.com.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyotathon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more. Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
But hurry, it all ends January 6th. Bring your mom.
Toyota, let's go places. Participating dealers only. Offers end January 6th.
Slings it far side. Stingley steps inside the receiver and picks it off at about the 13-yard line. Big turnover. Fifth interception of the season for Derek Stingley, who leads the SEC.
LSU 60 Special Camp Edition continues. Presented by TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's time for Coach Conversations. Presented by Gulf State Toyota. Proud partner of LSU Athletics.
Fans, next Wednesday is the season premiere of the Ed Ogeron Show, presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics and a Baton Rouge favorite for over three decades. Always the right time to experience that legendary Louisiana barbecue with the area's best curbside service. So now you can dine in or take out 7 days a week. Stop by TJ Ribs with locations on Acadian Thruway or Sigan Lane and online at tjribs.com. Time for our weekly coach conversations, and tonight we are thrilled to have the leader of DBU, Coach Corey Raymond, joining us. Coach, great to have you on tonight. I know another day of labor for the Tigers here on Labor Day, just under 3 weeks away from the season opener. How was the work put in earlier this afternoon?
I had good work today, real good. Guys, you know, came off on the weekend and came in today was solid. It was into getting things ready for this week. Very proud of the guys. Everybody was on point today, so which was really good.
Late last week, Coach, of course, you had the first preseason game or the inter-squad scrimmage over at Tiger Stadium. I know the team was excited to get back inside their legendary home. For you and the rest of the staff, how exciting was it to walk back into Death Valley when you consider just a couple of months ago we weren't sure we were going to be able to do that?
Yes, it was. It was a blessing to be able to get back, run through that goal post and just get the feel of being on that grass. And all the guys were, chopping, ready to go. You know, we have another week of it. And guys are just, excited. You're always going to be excited when you get ready to go in the Tiger Stadium and play. It's just that extra incentive is that you ramped up about being in there.
The leader of DBU joining us tonight on LSU 60, Coach Corey Raymond. Coach, obviously there's still work to do. As I mentioned, a little under three weeks to the first game. Big game, all SEC schedule, starting with Mississippi State at home. But for you and the defensive staff, I mean, what were the takeaways from Friday's scrimmage as far as what you wanted to accomplish as a defense?
Well, we got, like you said, we got to accomplish our blitzes, getting those things. People coming from different angles. Just the communication part was a lot better. That was one of the biggest things, communication, that we wanted to be able to do out there. And that's where the guys are starting to get even better with it. And, we just got to keep improving on that.
You mentioned the communication, and obviously for us as fans, we think of scrimmages as what's happening on the field, the X's and O's. But I know, as you just pointed out, from the staff standpoint, those scrimmages really serve a bunch of purposes in being ready for the first game of the season. You mentioned communication, obviously personnel groupings, when to be on the field and off. The fluidity and synchronicity of the staff and players. Obviously a few more preseason scrimmages to go, and obviously you'll get better each and every time, hopefully leading up to that first game. But how did all of that stuff go, the details on the sidelines, go in that first scrimmage?
It was real good because the way Coach O does it, we put him in situations. Like we're in game light, because like after a series come in, we go like we just played a series out there. We on the board, talk about what just happened, drawing things up so the guys can stay into the game. It just so we're making it a whole game light situation. Drawing up, hey, they just did this protection against us. Now they just did these routes. Okay, this is how we got to make sure we played it in this coverage. And what checks are we going into? And when they get into this formation, just understanding, just keeping the guys in tune of like what checks they're checking out there, and just keep everybody on the same page. And I think that's real good, keeping everybody, on the same pace, and guys just communicating and guys understanding what's going on in the situational football. Because what, out there on Saturday, there's always going to be situational football, and it's going to be put in certain down and distance and red zone. You'll be in the goal line, third down, first and 10, second and long, just understanding, hey, this is what they're going to do. This is where things are coming up. So just to get the guys thinking when they get ready to get out there on the field, like what the coaches say, man, making sure we're ready before the play.
Coach Corey Raymond joining us here on LSU 60, the final show of the camp edition headed into the 2020 season. Coach, I mentioned a couple of weeks of preseason camp remains. Do you feel like, and when you look at the defense overall, that you're starting to see the depth chart come into focus? Or are there still a lot of competition and battles for those spots on the defensive side of the ball?
I mean, it's always going to be competition because, like everybody always say, we're going to have two more preseason games. I mean, the depth chart is there as it stands. So, you're going to have things that's going to happen. That's why we put them in situations, guys that can handle those situations. You always compete out there. You always working, and I think that makes us a better team when guys got to know that they kind of come every day to perform. and it makes, you know, it makes the depth better, it makes the team better, it makes this competition out there better.
Some experience, obviously, Coach, at cornerback coming back for you and the Tigers. It starts, obviously, with Derek Stingley, who arguably, and in my book, and I'm sure in yours, is the best cornerback in the country going into his sophomore campaign and may have been the best cornerback in his freshman campaign. Cordell Flott, of course, coming back. Take us through their improved development from last year to what you expect this year. But more importantly, how about the other guys like Elias Ricks, Jay Ward, and Ra'Darius Jones, to name a few, who also will be called upon?
Yes, the guys are improving every day. You know, as you can say, they're still sophomores, and, you know, learning that position takes you a long time because I always tell everybody it's the easiest place to line up, but it's so many technical things that you have to be on point with. And those guys are getting, they're working every day to become better. You know, thing is still evolving. Cordell Flott, he's doing the thing because we kind of kicked Cordell in the nickel and have him play corner. He's doing great things there. Jay Ward has been, you know, he's been one of the surprise guys in the camp. He's been playing really well, doing a lot of good things out there, which we're going to be counting on him. And Elias Ricks, he's been, you know, proving himself as a good player, a really, really good player that can compete in this league at a high level, that can be an impact player. Ra'Darius Jones coming along. You know, had a little nick in the injury, you know, a little injury, but he's coming along. And also Dwight and McLaughlin, you know, he's a young guy that's coming. You know, he seems to get in the system, but still makes plays when you don't think. You know, he makes a lot of plays. So all those guys' progression are going good. Then you got to keep improving every day, every day. You know, man, you know, playing DB, some days it's not going to be a sunny day. It's going to be a stormy day. It's how they bounce back each day and to be better with their techniques and to go home and think about what just happened to them, playing, understanding the defense, understand all your help and all that, where you can work to and all that. And that's some things that they're working on, and that's the things that we're striving to become better at.
Coach is nice enough to hang on through the break, and we'll continue our visit with defensive backs coaching legend Corey Raymond after these quick words.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Again, go back to Davis Price. He's got a seam. He's down the near side hash. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers!
We continue with part two of our coach conversation presented by Gulf State Toyota, proud partners of LSU Athletics on LSU 60, special camp edition on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Back with our final coach conversation of the season here on LSU 60 Camp Edition. Happy to be joined by Corey Raymond. Coach, one of the things, and I wanted to ask you about it, we had Coach Bill Bush on last week, and we kind of touched on this a little bit, the possibility of once again, LSU having one of the most solid defensive backfields across the board in the country once again in 2020. That's why LSU is DBU, of course. But a lot of nickelback from LSU over the last few years. Number one question, can we expect more of that in this new defensive scheme under defensive coordinator Bo Pelini this coming year? And who are some of the guys who could move up at safety and also at corner to allow for possibly Jacoby Stevens or even Cordell Flott to anchor that nickelback spot in certain situations?
Well, there's, you know, there's guys could be that can go at safety. You still have Ty Harris, who's coming back off an injury, that's starting to play well. You can see that he's going to get his confidence back in his legs. He's starting to do well. And, you know, we've kicked Jay Ward into the slot at the nickel. And he's been playing really good. Like I said, he's been one of our most improved defensive players out there when we allow to put Cordell Flott out there. And also when we put also having Elias Rick to come in and go in at the corner if, you know, we have to put either Jay Ward or, you know, Cordell Flott at the nickel, and we still got Elias Rick that can come in and make an impact. And, you know, Rodarius is coming along, and, you know, we have Dwight. And also, Jordan, the kid, we have our guy, young freshman Jordan, he's doing really well, too.
Coach, Corey Raymond, just a few moments remaining, and again, can't thank you enough for joining us on tonight's show. When I talked to Bo Pelini back in the spring, and I've talked to a number of defensive coaches, talked up front, talked linebackers, you know, I kind of got a sense of them what the role is going to be in this more attacking style 4-3 alignment that LSU's moving to in 2020. Now, for fans like me, we always think, you know, defensive backs got to be ready to play on an island. When called upon, they got to be able to help in the run game, especially on the back end. But from a fundamental standpoint, is there anything different about what the DBs will be asked to do this year in a more, quote-unquote, attacking-style defense?
Well, the biggest thing that guys are going to have to understand, well, we're going to be getting the blitz a little bit more this year. You know, you're going to have guys that's going to be coming from the secondary a lot more than what we have done in the past, you know, in the past couple of years, you know. But it's just a change of defense. You'll see guys doing that. You'll see guys getting – you know, we won't always just be on that island by ourselves. You know, we're going to have to use our leverages and use our help, which is good for us. It's, you know, it's really good for the kids, and that's going to make the whole defense better. You know, everybody's going to take a responsibility of, hey, that you might have to go in and blitz and make a play, and then also the responsibility, hey, you have to be in your – you have to use your leverage because that's going to allow you to make a play and allow somebody else to jump routes and you to get over top.
Coach Corey Raymond joining us again. Coach, last thing I got for you. Here we are, headed down the backstretch to start a very important season. 10 conference opponents, an historic season for not only LSU, but the SEC. As we stand here today on Labor Day, getting ready for the back half of preseason camp, if you could write down a couple of notes, and I asked you, what is the biggest concern or the thing you really want to see improvement on in the next 3 weeks, what would you say those are?
Is getting the details of the defense. Details of the defense. Every guy, you know, because now in this defense, you got to go home and study. You got to study this defense. And that's what we want the guys to go start studying, take their books home, take the notes that they've taken, take it home, study. Getting the guys details about the defense. That's one of the biggest things. We want guys to take this, you know, take heed to that, understanding the details of our defense. I know I keep saying details, and that's what we've been stressing, that, you know.
Anything you do, Coach, details are awfully important, so no surprise there. I can't thank you enough for joining us on Labor Day. Best of luck the rest of the week, and best of luck preseason camp. We'll see you on the 26th.
Yes, I want to say one more thing. One thing about it, LSU, we not only recruit, we develop guys. If you can see in the past, development of players that people see, you know, because guys can be five-star, four-star, but they still are young football players, so they have to be developed. And that's what I think we do a good job of, and that's, you know, sometimes you can get people just saying you're a recruiter, but you want to make sure our guys at LSU, all the coaches, they're great developers.
Coach, I've said it in the 5 years I've been here, whether they're a two-star or a five-star, they're going to get better when they come to LSU, and a big part of that is what you do. Thanks for joining us tonight. Yes. We'll see you on the 26th.
Yes. Thank you.
Coach Corey Raymond stopping by tonight on LSU 60 Camp Edition. As always, our coach conversations presented by Gulf States Toyota. After this break, Gordy and I put a bow on this year's show after these words.
New Bud Light Seltzer, huh?
Yep.
And it tastes like a hard seltzer, not a beer?
Yep.
So it's light and refreshing?
Yep.
With a hint of fruit flavor?
Yep.
And 100 calories?
Yep.
You said this is Bud Light Seltzer?
Yep.
Well, I need to try it.
Yep.
Oh, that tastes great.
Yep.
Now, wait, are you just yupping me?
Nope.
Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beers, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Founded by faculty and staff in 1934, Campus Federal Credit Union has been a trusted partner of LSU and part of our winning team for over 85 years. And they're still here, faithfully serving our Tiger Nation, providing personalized products and excellent service to members wherever they may be on their financial journey. With 24/7 online banking, an expert mortgage team, plus the distinction of being Louisiana's top business credit union, membership has many benefits. But you don't have to be a Tiger to experience the Campus Federal difference. Visit campusfederal.org today. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Our Lady of the Lake is encouraging you to do what's necessary to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Wash your hands frequently, stay home as much as you can, and cover your cough. You can also schedule a video visit with Our Lady of the Lake Physician Group providers who can help you navigate any health concerns from the comfort of your home. New patients welcome. Visit OLOLRMC.com to schedule today.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
Hi, this is Jan. Thanks for calling Toyota.
I heard Toyotathon is on.
We've got great year-end deals on Camry, RAV4, Tundra, Highlander, and more. Do you hear that?
Yep, that's my mom. I'm home for the holidays, and she likes eavesdropping on my calls like she used to.
What was that again about year-end deals?
Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
But hurry, it all ends January 6th. Bring your mom.
Toyota, let's go places. Participating dealers only. Offers end January 6th.
Looking left, under pressure, Jacoby Stevens has him and brings him down for the sack. Way back at a 38-yard line, a loss of 11 yards.
Time to wrap up tonight's show. For one final time, here is Gordy and Chris.
Well, that's going to do it for LSU 60 Camp Edition. Just this note, though, preseason camp will continue for LSU football as they lead up to the 26th of September, hosting Mississippi State for the opening game of the year. Kickoff just after 2:30 here at Tiger Stadium. And next week, we will begin the Coach Ed Ogeron Show presented by TJ Ribs on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. We hope you'll join us then. And just a quick reminder, you still have time until midnight tonight to download the all-new LSU Sports mobile app, get your fan account, register, and you could possibly win an LSU National Championship ring. Well, Gordy, it's been fun over the last 7 weeks. Again, we got more work to do for both of us leading up to the 26th, but we're both moving at 1,000 miles an hour. So hopefully, if I don't see you between now and then, we'll see you around 2:30 at Tiger Stadium on the 26th of September.
I can't wait to get this thing started. I was excited to be in Tiger Stadium this weekend. Can't wait to get going.
All right. Well, thanks to Gordy Rush for being along for the ride. Thank you for joining us each and every week for LSU 60 Camp Edition. And again, we'll talk to you next time with head coach Ed Ogeron for the Ed Ogeron Show presented by TJ Ribs. We'll be there next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Stay tuned online on Twitter, LSU Football, on Facebook, and, of course, at lsusports.net for the very latest. For Gordy Rush, for Andrew Monaco, Miles Brennan, and Coach Corey Raymond, this is Chris Blair saying so long, everybody. Have a great night, and go Tigers.
You've been listening to LSU 60 Special Camp Edition, presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics and home of the Ed Ogeron Show. LSU 60 Special Camp Edition is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, LSUSB, and Outfront Sports.
SUSB.